Hello everyone, and welcome to the So Mindful podcast, where we dig into the tips and topics that will help you have great fun making clothes that make you feel fabulous. I'm your host, Jackie Blakemore of So Much More Fun, and I can't wait to share this week's illuminating episode with you. So let's roll the tape. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to this episode of the So Mindful podcast. This week, I'm on my own again, and I want to talk to you about sewing machines. So I know some of you may have already started sewing and may already have a machine, but if you've been listening to the podcast and thinking, actually, I'd like to get started and I'd really like to know what machine to buy, then this episode is for you. And even if you already have a machine, you might pick up some tips on the kinds of things that I look for when I'm looking for machines or advising other people on buying machines. So, what to look for? Well, if I'm perfectly honest, before you even invest in a sewing machine, the best thing to do is to try and see whether you're even going to like it. Because even at the bottom end of the market, sewing machines cost upwards from usually about £100. And so ideally you want to try it out and make sure that you at least enjoy sewing, I would suggest, before you even try buying a machine. And you'll be surprised if you decide to ask around amongst your friends and family. I'm sure somebody will have one on a shelf somewhere, because it's amazing the number of people I speak to who, when I say what I do, they'll say, oh yeah, I've got a sewing machine, or it's in the cupboard, or my mum's got one, or my friend's got one, or there's always one lying around somewhere, not probably getting as much use or attention as it would like. So yeah, ask a friend first and see if you can borrow one and see what kinds of things you enjoy making or you're thinking of making, and just give it a try. The next thing I'd suggest is to set a budget. So sewing machines can go anything from, I don't know, around £100 all the way up to several thousand. And depending on what your budget is will depend on the kind of machine that you want to look for. And because there's such a variety, you need a way to narrow that down. And the first thing I would suggest is decide how much you want to spend. So to give you an idea of some price bands, I thought it might be helpful if I explain how the sort of levels and pricing breaks down when you're buying a sewing machine. So normally entry-level machines start around, say, £80 and will go up to about £250. These machines will often be with manual controls to change stitch length or stitch types. They'll often allow you to do maybe around 20 stitches, 20 different types of stitch. They'll perhaps have a buttonhole option that allows you to do a buttonhole in four steps. And I'll explain a bit more about that in a second. And they may have a small collection of different feet options that you can put onto the machine to do different functions. These machines are great if you want to get started. For many years, I had a machine at that level and it served me perfectly well. And they're brilliant if you're not really a big fan of complexity and you just want to make some garments and just make them really well. Upwards of £250 to about £500 and beyond, you get computerized machines. And these machines tend to have push buttons to choose the stitches, and that way they'll often have more stitch options. But these will usually be advanced stitches, different fancy stitches, that you probably won't use very often. But one of the differences here is these computerized machines usually have also a one-step buttonhole option, and they might offer different types of buttonhole. And these one-step buttonholes can be really useful and quite easy to use. They'll also sometimes include features like the ability to finish with the needle in the work, so you can turn corners, or the ability to set the needle so it finishes out of the work. So if you want to pull your fabric away from the machine, then it does it automatically and makes sure the needle's in the highest position. They might also have other options for things like thread cutting or threading the needle, and some other features that you might find make it easier if you're sewing quite regularly. The next level up from the kind of 500 to about 1,000 starts to bring you into the area where you're looking at either more quilting options. So if you're planning to make quilts, then these can be really good machines. They'll often have features specifically for that. It also takes you into the area of more industrial machines. So if you're doing a lot of sewing, then again, this price bracket starts to introduce those kind of machines that are more heavy duty. And also the more advanced dressmaking machines. So things like some of the atelier machines that might have more fancy stitch functions, but they also have things like knee lifts and different features that make it easy to work on multiple projects quite quickly. And then from the £1,000 upwards, taking you into the several thousand, you start to get into the more complicated embroidery machines. And so these tend to have fancy features for doing custom embroidery on different types of fabric or garment. And it takes you into that area where you can do more complex programming and patterning. And these are usually computerized and you program them often from your computer and then download the patterns and fonts and things that you want to use for your embroidery. So now that you have an idea of price branding, let's think about the kind of features that you might want. So I would always say you get what you pay for with the sewing machine. And so the more you can spend on it, you definitely will get more for your money. And so that's why it can be really helpful to set your budget first and then fit the features that you need to get the most that you can for your budget. Because not all brands are equal, not all sewing machines are equal, even at the same price. So when we're considering features that you might want, some of the features that I think are really helpful are the ability to adjust independently the stitch length and the stitch width. On the more basic machines, because they have a limited choice of stitches, you will often get things like fixed stitch lengths. In other words, you'll have maybe three settings for doing a straight stitch, a very short one, a medium, and a very long one. But on the next level up of machine, you get the choice to be able to set different individual values for your stitches. So you can choose between a very small stitch right up to a longer stitch and anywhere in between. This can be really helpful for the stitch width and stitch length because it gives you some flexibility when you're sewing, particularly in dressmaking, and you might want to use a different stitch length for top stitching versus what you would use for sewing and vice versa. If you want to do any free motion embroidery where you want to be able to control the movement of the fabric yourself for things like doing a plique or anything like that, then you might also want to look for the ability to, it's called drop the feed dogs. And what that means is that when you are normally sewing, there are some little feet underneath the fabric that move the fabric along to create the stitches. But when you're doing free motion embroidery or applique, what you want to be able to do is disengage those so that you can move the fabric freely, as in free motion, and then you can create your own designs and patterns. Some of the more basic machines don't allow you to do that. They give you a little plate, a darning plate, that creates a similar function, but it isn't as easy to use when you're doing applique. So again, you might want to choose a machine that has an option to drop the feed dogs. That phrase is what I would use if I was searching. Equally, you need to think about what you're going to sew. Would you like to sew clothes? Would you like to sew bags? Would you like to sew homewares? And what kind of fabrics do you think you'll be using? So for some of you, you might be thinking, actually, I'd just like to get started with bags, or I might just like to get started making cushion covers or stuff for the garden or things like that. And some of those will be thicker, more heavy duty fabrics. My advice for sewing thicker fabrics is to get a machine that's heavier in terms of weight, because the more grounded the machine can be on the table, the more likely it is to be able to cope with heavy duty fabrics. And again, as a rule of thumb, someone once told me that if you're buying a sewing machine, go with the heaviest you can afford. It doesn't help if you want to be portable, but it really does help in terms of getting you good quality sewing. Just having that stability on the sewing machine. If you imagine there's lots of moving parts, and so the more stable the machine can be, the better your sewing experience is going to be as well. So think about what you want to make. If you want to make more lighter things like clothes, baby clothes, things like that, then the need for a more heavy-duty machine is less pressing, I guess. But if you want to move on to jeans, or you want to start sewing more padded items like quilting and things like that, then again, you might need something that has a little bit more power. And then finally, you might want to choose something based on the level of complexity that you want to choose. If you like something simple, where you've just got a couple of dials and you know exactly what you need to do, then the more entry-level machines will give you that. If you're happy to do something that's more complicated, where you're having much more choice and many more setting options, then that's when you probably would want to move into a more computerized machine. There is no right or wrong answer for this, and there is no wrong decision. If you find a machine and you start to use it, to me, that's a win, because it's about having the ability to do the sewing and be creative and make the projects that you want to make. And whilst you may evolve your needs on your machine, so I started with quite a basic machine, and then I moved up to my first computerized machine, and now I have quite an expensive atelier machine, but only because I'm sewing every day and I'm doing projects every day. But when I started out, I wasn't, and I just needed to be able to do some basic projects. And I still have the machines that I used at the beginning. I don't tend to throw machines away. And I also still have some basic machines that I use when I'm teaching classes. I think the important thing is not to overwhelm yourself with the machine. But also, if it's something that you do believe you're going to stay with, then investing now to give you a machine that's going to last you is a good idea. If you feel that you can't afford the top level that you would like, it's also worth looking for reconditioned machines. And many of the sewing machine suppliers get machines on part exchange and things like that. And so reconditioned machines or ex-demo machines can be a really good option where you can save a significant percentage of the fee by getting that level of machine. Also, if you're not that worried about getting the very latest version, some of the brands, when they release their new versions, and they're constantly doing that, then you might be able to pick up the previous version because it's now not the latest and it still is as good in terms of function and will give you as much as you need. So let's talk about the brands. So some of the brands that I think are really kind of in this entry level market when you're first starting, probably the most favoured brands are Janome and Brother. Also in this space, you have brands like Bernina, who have a Burnett option, Husqvarna, Elner, Singer, and Pfaff. They're all quite common, and you'll find those on lots of different websites. And each of them has a number of different models at these different ranges. So when you're doing your investigation, have a look and see what options they offer for the price range that you're looking at. So for example, the Brother sewing range, I think they have two specialties really in my mind. They are really good for entry level machines. They have some really good beginner machines and very low cost. They've got some very low cost options. But also their first computerized machine is probably one of the cheaper in that range. Janome offer a good range of brands, and they've really pushed their brand in terms of for sewing classes and things like that. They offer good deals to sewing teachers, because often with the first brand that we use is the brand that we stick with. And I would say that does influence quite a lot of things that we buy, because we get used to it, and as long as we trust it and we have a good experience, then we're probably more likely to stick with that brand moving forward as we get more advanced with our requirements. To me, the Bernina brand is really a kind of workhorse brand. They're really robust, they're really sturdy machines. And more typically, they have previously been the sort of higher price. So they usually started around the sort of £500 mark. But it looks like they've introduced a Burnett range that is more aimed at this kind of lower end beginner sewing market. And so, you know, German manufacturing is usually good quality, quite reliable, but I can't personally speak to how those machines behave or what they're like. And again, with Husqvarna, similar, my perception of those is that they're more high priced. They're definitely very strong in the quilting sector and the higher priced machines, but they do now have an offering at some of the low end as well. The more sort of budget type brands, I would say, I kind of see Elner in that range and Singer. Although Singer do have kind of a mix, and you'll often see the Singer brand in places like Aldi and Lidl when they're doing their special offers. They tend to sell a sewing machine and an overlocker that are the Singer brand. And Singer are doing quite heavy promotions on those machines as well. I would say I tend to favour Janome or Brother over Singer, but I equally know people who have a preference the other way as well. So finding what you like and what works for you, or looking for recommendations as well from people that you know that have actually experienced with those machines. And then Pfaff, again, they have some machines at the bottom level, but I would probably have seen them a bit more in the sort of higher range and the more advanced machines. So some of the basic features that we talked about that you would want to look for. So the ability to change the stitch length and stitch width, maybe the ability to drop the feed dogs if you want to do things like free motion embroidery, and then just looking at the weight of the machine in terms of how heavy it is and how stable it is. As you start to move up the chain in terms of complexity, then there are some of the features that you'll start to see. So on some machines, you'll see the ability to adjust the speed. And that means that whenever you use the presser foot, you can cap the speed so that if you're beginning or you're doing a complex part of the sewing, the machine doesn't run away with you. You can set it to a really low speed, or equally, if you want to get high production and you want to do a lot of sewing, for example, like my mum at Christmas when she was manufacturing gift bags like they were going out of fashion, then you might want to turn the speed up for those kinds of projects. So that flexibility for speed adjustment can be really helpful. Equally, being able to adjust the needle position. So this tends to come with machines where you can change the stitch width, and it can be as basic as a little dial on the top, or it can be as complicated as being able to kind of move really within a couple of millimeters the needle from one position to the next. And this is really useful if you are trying to use different seam allowances and you want a very stable position to be able to place your work and get your eye kind of set to do your sewing. And so you can adjust the needle position for that. It's also helpful for different kinds of projects. You'll also see features like thread cutters, where you can automatically press a button and it will cut the thread for you. Needle threaders, there are manual needle threaders that make it easier for you to thread your needle. And then there are also kind of more automated versions of that. And then again, the other difference I think is really around buttonholes. So the more basic machines have what's called a four-step buttonhole, which means you manually sew the bottom part of the buttonhole, then sew up the side, turn the dial and sew up the sides, then turn the dial and then sew the top, and then turn the dial and sew back down. The more advanced machines start to introduce either more buttonhole options or what's called a one-step buttonhole, where you set the machine to do a buttonhole and then just hold the presser foot down and it kind of works its way all around the buttonhole until it's finished and then it stops. The advantage of those machines is that you can then get different shaped buttonholes, things like keyhole buttonholes and rounded buttonholes. And so it just gives you a few more options as you're kind of working your way through that. And again, then at the next level up from there, you're starting to look at things like knee lifts, where you use an arm that's attached to the sewing machine to help you lift the presser foot so you're not constantly using your hand to do that. And again, they can be useful if you get into this sewing more and you want to be able to do quicker projects. Let's say you're sewing to sell or you've not got a lot of time. Then again, knee lifts can be a really great way to save time. You also get lots of other bells and whistles, particularly as you get up to more the sort of higher end quilting machines and the embroidery machines, where you get much more complicated stitching options, programming and all those kind of things. So my recommendation would be, if you're just starting out, keep it focused on the sort of best quality machine that you can get for your budget, and then that will carry you through, you know, until you're ready to move on. And then from there, start to look at what features are you missing or would you really like based on what your sewing habits are. So I hope that's really helped, and it's quite a short episode today. I just really wanted to, my sister was asking me about sewing machines and I thought it would be interesting for others to hear what my recommendations would be. But going back to one of the points I made earlier, there is no wrong decision in my mind. If you choose to get a sewing machine and you love it, what you love won't be the same as what somebody else loves, and that doesn't really matter. If it gets you sewing and allows you to be creative, trust your gut, trust your instinct, and go with it. And I'm sure you'll thoroughly enjoy it. So that's it for this week, and I look forward to catching up with you all soon. Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Check out the show notes in the description area of your podcast app and click to follow or subscribe. Or head over to sewmindful.com/podcast, which is sewmindful.com, where you can also sign up for an email reminder so that you don't miss out on any juicy episodes. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, then please help others find us by leaving a review if you love this episode. And I'm always excited to find out what you got from the episode and how you plan to use the tips. And finally, if you have a question, feedback, or a topic you'd like me to investigate, then you can also email me at hello@somuchmorefun.co.uk. So until next time, stay gorgeous and have so much more fun.